So let's talk about some of the other therapies that were either given or considered for him. So another regimen that this man got, I guess, in 2015, because again, he relapsed 2011, gets some BR, then he gets Adalimumab R. And first of all, did he respond to it? Did the disease respond?
So it did. He did respond. He had lots of bulky adenopathy. And again, it was sort of like the picture that we treated, that the counts were not terribly high, but lots of adenopathy. And he did initially respond, but once he developed colitis and he was hospitalized and it was colitis and, you know, he had this GI bleeding issue around that same time. So he was off drug for 2 or 3 months, and then the disease pretty quickly starts coming back again.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that colitis because Adalimumab, it is an effective drug. It's approved in CLL as well as follicular lymphoma, but it does have this thing that you don't see. I don't know. It's not that common that you see with drugs, some kind of immune. I've heard about this colitis.
Yes.
What have you observed? What kinds of problems do you see with Adalimumab?
Right. So the Adalimumab really, you know, of course, there are count issues that you're monitoring for, but there are really two phases to the diarrhea. The first phase is the, you know, after initially starting the drug, and almost all of our drugs can do this, they can cause diarrhea or bowel changes. And that's really garden variety diarrhea, and you manage that the same way that you manage any diarrhea, you know, chemotherapy diarrhea. But then the colitis picture comes 6, 7, 8 months later. So this is really much later than just starting the drug and getting acclimated to the drug. And it can be severe. The drug needs to be held. Some patients will require steroids to get it under control. It's something that nurses really need to be aware of, because a lot of times patients will think, oh, I must have food poisoning or, you know, something else is going on. But no, this is pretty classic when that colitis happens. It's 6, 7, 8 months after they've started.
Anything else about Adalimumab that you want to comment on? Are you utilizing the drug right now? And, you know, it reminds me a little bit, you know, Hopkins is so well known for all the research on checkpoint inhibitors. And, you know, with checkpoint inhibitors, you're always worried about diarrhea. You know, somebody comes in, it's not like anybody else with diarrhea. If they have diarrhea on a checkpoint inhibitor, you're worried about an immune colitis, maybe. And is that kind of the same approach you take to Adalimumab?
It is, because patients can also develop pneumonitis and they can develop iritis, right? So they can really develop a lot of the same itises that the checkpoint inhibitor patients develop.
Interesting.